Welcome to episode 43 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. You may remember, about a month or so ago, I took a trip up to Derbyshire for a weekend of camping, walking and photography with a great bunch of people from the outdoors community. It was on the way back from there that I recorded the main content you may remember from episode 38. Now, as you know, I'm a great fan of nighttime photography, and it's another dark trip out and about for me on this week's show. So there I was in Derbyshire, heading back from the pub one evening, as you do, when I noticed that it was just fantastic light that was filling the air around me. So, of course, without hesitating, I instinctively decided to grab my camera and tripod and head back up the lane to capture a few impromptu shots. But the question is, did I get the picture I was after? So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 43. It's just after 12:15, and the reason I'm out at this time of night again is obviously because I want to do some nighttime photography. Now, the location for these pictures is actually up country from where I am. I'm actually in the Peak District. I'm actually at a place called Bakewell, and I'm here really to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Peak District National Park. Now, the whole reason for being here is to... I'm actually camping. I'm here with fellow campers, backpackers. Some of you might know a chap called Terry BND. He runs a really good website. He's a video man and a really nice guy. It's the first time I've met him, actually. He actually organised this event. I'll link to it in the show notes to his site. But... long story short, we all went to the pub this evening, and about, probably an hour or so ago, we walked out the pub, and as I was walking out, such is the changing weather up here, the light coming off the pub, sort of the floodlights, combined with the water that was in the air, it wasn't really raining, but it was just sort of hanging in the air. There was this really nice kind of mist around the buildings. So I went back to my tent, and I've driven here, went back to my car, and I thought, I'll come out and take some pictures. And I've just just walked up around the corner, and would you believe it, the building I wanted to photograph, I just heard them switch all the alarms on and they've turned turned all the lights off. But there's also another building here, or a couple of buildings, which I'm actually going to take some pictures of while I'm here. Might come back tomorrow night as well and give it a go, but we shall see. But one thing I will just say is that in front of me here, there's a bench, and hello, there's a little pussycat who I was actually talking to just now. Hello, he's looking very shy all of a sudden. And he's obviously come to keep me company. So what I'm going to do is set up my tripod. So what I've got is a Gitzo tripod, which I'm trying out. Again, I think I've mentioned this in the past. I thought I'd bring it up. It's a lightweight carbon fibre tripod. And it is nice and lightweight. It doesn't take up a lot of space either. But what I'm doing is just... It's a three-section tripod, and I'm just extending the upper two lengths of the legs, which are always the most secure, rather than going right down to the lowest, which gives me a height with the camera. It's my Nikon D3, which is about sort of chest height, something like that. So what I'm doing is I'm just lining up the camera for the building that's in front of me. This is a D3 with it's a 24-85 taking lens cap off. This building in front of me is the Hobbs Cafe and Crafts, so it says on the front. So what I want to do is just line up a shot. It's about, let's say, about chest height. I've got a ball and socket head on this tripod. I'm just moving it around to make it accessible so that using my left hand I'm operating the ball and socket mechanism, and for the right, obviously, securing the camera. I've got some signs in front of me. There's a bin and an ice cream sign, which obviously this time of day is not really serving much of a purpose, but I don't want it in my picture. So what I'm going to do, just come forward a bit from that. This really isn't the shot that I wanted, but I don't see, while I'm here, I don't see the harm in taking an additional shot. I was thinking about whether to head back to my tent and have a cup of hot chocolate and then go to sleep, because we've got an early day or an early start tomorrow with Bacon Butties, and then heading off up into the hills for some walking and some photography as well. But I decided to come back out here and just do a few extra shots. So I'm just lining up the shot. I've lifted up the centre column a fraction, which is okay, as long as there's, you know, you've got enough security with the legs and there's not too much wind blowing around. I've got this shot just lining it up here, this building. I can't really see all of the roof because of the darkness, but what I do have is this really nice sort of 1, 2, 3 sort of lamps, sort of floodlights that are positioned, that are actually sort of lighting the building in these three areas, and it's just bleeding off around the rest of the building. So I'm just centering that up. The focus point is on essentially probably sort of a third into the frame, because if you think of depth of field, the amount of focus and what is sharp front to back, if you focus a third into the frame, depth of field extends one third in front of, two thirds beyond the point at which you're focusing, i.e. your subject. So I'm just lining that up. That's all in there. I'm going to use an aperture of f11, which should give me plenty, because it's quite a wide lens. I'm actually zoomed to where am I here? This is 50, what's that? Zoomed to 35mm on this, and this is just going to be my test shot, just to see how this is looking. I'm just going to just adjust the balance. The pussycat walking in front of me actually probably won't register if he carries on moving. Where he's moving on this long exposure, he won't register. But what I'm going to do is just, I've got him in my pocket here. It's a chest pocket on this smock coat that I've got. Little torch, and I'm just setting up my camera now so that I've got a self timer, because I don't want to be jarring the camera while I take the shot. So the self timer delay is 2 seconds. Regular listeners, you'll know that that is my usual sort of default setup that I have it on. We actually still have this cat in front of me, so I'm just going to go a bit wider and hope he stays put. It's an aperture at f11. I'm going to be shooting at 6 seconds on this. So, there we go. Camera's doing its thing. Let's see. Cat just moved at the end there, but is he going to be... Oh, he does. He does record on there. That's actually quite a... I'd say there's not a lot of detail coming out of this building where the lighting is so kind of specific, but it's really picking out the brickwork, which is really nice. I've got this mysterious cat shape in the foreground. That's rather good. What I'm going to do is, I think I would love to see more of the roof. Not that there's that much detail, but there is a chimney breast. So I'm actually going to pull back from the scene, physically going to walk back and move across slightly, so I'm looking slightly more down the length of the building. That's giving me a bit more. It's also bringing into the shot a floodlight, which is across to my left, which is actually the pub beyond. Just zooming in a fraction, I've got, it's very difficult to see what's here, but again, gonna increase the exposure a fraction using the exposure compensation. Just gonna go 0.7 on that. I'm going to focus again about a third the way in, and the camera is doing its thing. I think that was about 8 to 11 seconds, something like that. We'll see how that looks. There's a bit of a slight breeze, which is playing with a flag that's hanging from a flagpole here. See, that's nice. We've got a really nice natural starburst effect coming off the light in the background. Bit of movement in the flag. There's a cat cleaning itself in one corner. That's really nice. Bit of lens flare again, but that's really nice. That's quite natural. Again, it's not really, I don't know, it's just not doing it for me, this shot. I think it's probably because it's not the shot that I intended to get, so I'm not going to be, because it's not amazingly striking straight away, it's just not doing it for me. But just zooming in a little bit again, I'm just going to check back at that previous shot. Yeah, that could be good. I'm just going to lighten that up again. I'm going to go to 1.3, and that is actually giving me an exposure. Just got to check that I'm going to hear a car coming along. Just going to make sure that I'm not going to be, I think it's further down the valley, it's not going to cause a problem. Let's just see. So we set that exposure, and that's telling me it's going to be 30 seconds. So while that's doing its thing, I'm going to step back away from the camera. And yeah, just think about this other shot that I really wanted to do, because this is the Monsall Head Hotel, and the lights that were on at the time were just casting this really nice sort of bright gold light all over sort of the front of the building and the road that's here. So it's a shame not to get that. As I say, I was thinking about going back to the tent, and then I thought, well, I've thought of the shot now, so do I just as well take it, you know, while I'm here? That has done that exposure, and a car is coming, so I'm just going to move to one side out of the way. And of course, if I was set up and the car came around, I'd get some nice shots of the light trails going round there, but of course I wasn't. So there we go, never mind there. So let's just, now that I'm off to one side and the car's moved, just going to have a look at this picture. Okay, oh, it's quite a bit of flare in there. It's kind of to be expected. I can see where there's a bit of like mist and stuff moving around. I can see there's kind of that moving across the frame. It's all nice and sharp. I mean the highlights by these lights are kind of pushing to the far end. I wouldn't want to go much more than that. It's okay, I guess. It's one of those, there is, in terms of the purpose of taking these shots, it's essentially because I can, but I'm also thinking in terms of if I want to write a blog for, which I will do, write a blog for this event, and just talk a little bit about what it was and who was there and what have you, this would be a really nice kind of shot to include. Now what I'm going to do is just have one more shot. I've moved around to the front of this building, and I just want to frame up. It's going to be quite tight. I can't see really, realistically, I can't really see much of the roof because it's just shrouded in darkness. So I'm just going to drop the camera down slightly. I just want to make sure that the horizontals are pretty horizontal. Some of you would say, well, you can always correct that in Photoshop, but hey, we know how I feel about Photoshop. Let's try and get it right now rather than messing around with that later. Again, framing up, f11, 20 seconds timer, and that's the exposure going. Bit of a breeze, so I'm just going to turn around hopefully to shield from that as I talk. This shot again, you know, I could approach the hotel and say, look, the pub or this cafe, what have you, to say, look, I've got these pictures, I think you'd be interested. You never know, it might be worth approaching them. But at the moment, now that's better. The way I've exposed that, we've got a couple of starburst effects going on there. There's a bit of moisture in the air. That's just like a little bit of glare there. That's okay, I could always tidy that up if I really wanted to. But that's actually, I'm much happier with that somehow. It's just a really nice, I've got this, where I'm stood is kind of like a cobblestone pathway, and it's got like a rock wall fascia to it, which goes around the corner, which is actually really nice. It's, it sort of frames, leads the eye in quite nicely. So I think that's pretty good. I'm going to leave that for the moment. I can hear something. Don't know if you can hear that, some geese in the in the background. But as I'm out here, I don't want to spend too long tonight. I'm just going to move on to another area. What I'm going to do is just take a peek. The hotel, the Monswell Head Hotel that I originally wanted to photograph, I just wonder whether it's worth trying a shot. There's not really a lot of light on it, but it's quite nice, actually. I'm going to have to step back from this because it's quite a soft light that's falling on it from other lighting around it, rather than what it's generating itself. So we'll just try a shot here, because there's no harm in doing this. I can see already there's glare coming in from the side, so I'm just going to, from my right, I'm just going to frame up quite close. There's one star in the sky directly above, and a street lamp in the far distance. Let's just see what this does. Now this is telling me that at F11, it's low exposure, which means it's going to be beyond 30 seconds. So let's just see what's going to happen. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the aperture right down to F3.3 and see, because that should slow down the shutter speed. Yes, we should get a shorter length of exposure. So we'll just try that. Of course, you do have the payoff with depth of field, but as I'm focusing right on the front and there is this haze, that would actually maybe help to show the building sort of disappearing into the distance a fraction. So I'm guessing this is probably going to be around about, I don't know, maybe 40 seconds. All of a sudden, this lovely quiet part of the country, you can hear cars going by, you can hear aeroplanes probably overhead. Oh, wow. Now this is, I was not expecting that. All of a sudden I've got, it's almost otherworldly. Lovely and sharp, just checked that. But there's all this light somehow in the sky. It's just, that's lovely. What I'm finding is all these shapes, a bit of glare and stuff, but it's really nice. But the sky is kind of like quite red in the clouds and stuff. So what I'm going to do, first of all, I'm going to leave it, just double check. Checking my focus points, seeing how the building drops off. So it drops off a bit into the distance. So first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to drop the exposure compensation back down to 0.3, because some of the highlights were blowing. But then I'm also going to go to an aperture of f8, so it's a bit of a compromise. And that's all fine there. So I'm bringing a bit more depth of field. There we go. But hopefully what I was finding is that where it's a white brick wall, painted white, is actually burning up. The highlights were burning out rather a lot, which was not ideal. So I'm going to just see what this shot does, because hopefully that will be, may not be perfect, but it'll be closer to bringing down those highlights, still having the detail in the sky. And also, because I'm shooting at f8 now, it's going to be putting more sharpness front to back. But we shall see. Nah, see, it's gone too far the other way. Okay, so what I want to do is go, I'll leave it at f8, but I'm going to go to go back to 1.3 and just see, because of course by going to f8 as opposed to f3.3 or whatever it was, the bigger the number, the smaller the aperture, the physical hole, so it's letting less light in. So I just have to compensate for that. But the more I look at it, I can see all this sort of red in the sky. Not a lot of light pollution here, really. You know, I guess it's just the natural light, because we're surrounded by hills and dales and what have you here. So let's just see how this turns out. I actually don't want to be too long out here tonight. So that's really, no, I actually just prefer that original. So I think what I'm going to do is, yeah, we haven't lost the highlights, but by exposing them correctly, of course, the difference in brightness between the white brick wall and the dark sky, it's actually created, it's really burnt out the dark sky. So what I'm going to do, just check the information of that previous shot. It was f3.3, with is f3.3 with 1.3 exposure compensation. So that still as is. So I'm just going to go back to. I'm going to take it to f4 to see if we can just try to keep some of that highlight area in. See, this sort of photography, you know, it's sometimes you get it spot on straight away. Other times you find that you have to do a number of test shots. As I say, as much as I don't want to be out here all night, I'm not in a mad hurry. I really want to make sure I do get the shots. I don't mind that there's flare coming in into the corners of the shot. I quite like that. It's, if this works, it's going to be sort of still quite an airy shot, just like that very first one. But we shall see. It's there we go. That is, I think that's almost spot on. Let's have a look. Yeah. Wow, that is really. It doesn't look. It looks natural, but it looks. There's something really special about that. Okay, I'm just going to go back to the original, see how much better that is. Okay. Just going to drop it down to 0.7 on the exposure compensation. We'll try another one. And the temperature's starting to drop a little bit now, and I can see that the mist is coming in sort of off the valley that's sort of below here, and it's cutting across, so I'm sort of in line for a nice cup of tea or something in a minute, I think. But we'll just see how this is going to look. I might come back tomorrow night and try again. We never know. That's better. That's better. Just a little bit darker. Fractions. Check these highlights. I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to get exactly what I want. I've just taken all the exposure compensation off. I'm just going to do one more shot, because I'm starting to really start to feel the cold a little bit now. So let's just wait and see what this does. I often find it's just nice just to be out on my own, you know, taking pictures and getting on with it like this. That's really nice. I'm just having a look. Between those shots, I've got the sequence. And actually, bear in mind, these are raw files coming out of the camera. If I really wanted to, what I can do is when I look at it, I can see that it's very bright in that white brickwork area, but actually, when I look at the files, I know my raw files. When I look at them, it's actually going to be more detail there than presents itself. And with a bit of tying in, a bit of I always push out the blacks just a fraction, just to get the richness in the pictures. Once I do that, it's just going to fill in those areas. That's going to be lovely. I think I'm not going to waste any more time. Just going to have a quick skip through these pictures. Last one of the set. There we go. Number 10. Yeah. It's kind of nice. Not perfect. Not totally happy. But then that's because I really wanted a particular shot, and I was just a bit too late with the lighting. So I think I'm just about there. I'm going to have a quick look across at the pub, which is just at the side of the hotel. I don't really want to crunch around on the grass and stuff, on the gravel. But no, there's nothing that I want to photograph there. So I'm just going to step to one side over here. And that, I think, is going to conclude my little bit of audio for you. So hopefully that has, as I tidy up my tripod here, hopefully that has given you a little bit more insight into nighttime photography. And like I say, it doesn't always go quite to plan. It doesn't always present you the opportunities that you were expecting. Sometimes it brings up something that's a little bit more interesting. Sometimes you just walk away with absolutely nothing. What I've got tonight, I think there's something there. I think certainly the shot of the building front on, that's going to be, if anything, that would be the shot that I would run on a blog post. I can't really see, just as I'm walking back here, I'm looking at the pub, Let's have a quick look. No, because you can't see any signage on the pub here. And as I walk along, I've got all the tables, which are all quite nice and what have you, in the garden. But no, I think maybe I'll take one more just as I go of the stables bar. But that is going to conclude my audio for this evening.
So, clearly mixed results from that night. However, with nighttime temperatures beginning to drop now and more moisture hanging in the air, I'm really looking forward to seeing what results I get more locally in the coming months. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. And for the latest news, web links, hints and tips, you can now follow at theactivetog. Don't forget, there's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, you could always send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So, thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I'll speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.